Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Case Against Sugar by Gary Taubes, a groundbreaking exploration of sugar's detrimental impact on our health and how its dangers have been systematically obscured by powerful interests. Gary Taubes, an acclaimed journalist known for his meticulous research in science and health, brings to light the disturbing connections between sugar consumption and some of the most severe diseases impacting the Western world today. In a narrative that is both compelling and disconcerting, The Case Against Sugar investigates the historical rise of the sugar industry, revealing the strategic silencing and ridicule of critics who dared to challenge sugar's pervasive role in our diet. This book is a must-listen for nutritionists, health-conscious individuals, dieters, and parents who are reconsidering the nutritional roles of sugar versus fat in our diets. Taubes, whose writings have graced the pages of the New York Times, The Atlantic, and the British Medical Journal, builds a strong case that will change the way you think about the sweetest component of our meals and its long-term consequences to our health. Join us as we uncover the bitter truth behind sugar's sweet facade in The Case Against Sugar. The Case Against Sugar: Our Love of Sugar is Killing Us. Introduction. Sugar, the sweet culprit behind global health issues. Sugar is everywhere, not just in obvious treats like candies and soda, but also lurking in yogurt, ready meals, potato chips, sushi, and even condiments like ketchup and mayonnaise. It has insidiously moved from a rare delicacy enjoyed by only royals and aristocrats to a pervasive element in the global diet, often hidden in plain sight. But how did sugar become so ubiquitous, and at what cost to our health? This narrative explores the journey of sugar from its modest beginnings on the islands of the Pacific to its predominant role in the global food industry, where it is a key player in a highly profitable market. The story of sugar is not just about a rise to culinary prominence, but also about its impact on public health, a topic many of us might underestimate. Here, we unpack the transformation of this once prized ingredient into a dietary staple and investigate its connection to some of the most severe diseases facing humanity today. Through this exploration, we reveal why understanding the true aspects of sugar, beyond its sweet taste, is crucial for our well-being. Part 1. The Rise of Sugar from Luxury to Everyday Staple. Trace sugar's journey back through time, and you'll land on the tropical shores of New Guinea, where it was first cultivated by its indigenous people. Initially, sugar was a precious commodity, harvested solely from the sugarcane plant, which thrived exclusively in tropical climates. This scarcity and the labor-intensive process of production rendered sugar a luxury that only the wealthy could afford, often showcased alongside pearls in the opulent gifts received by the King of Spain. However, the face of sugar consumption began to change with the advent of the sugar beet. This root could thrive in more temperate climates, far beyond the tropics, marking the beginning of sugar's global spread. Once the method to efficiently extract sugar from beets was pioneered, sugar transitioned from an exclusive luxury to a more accessible commodity. The Industrial Revolution catalyzed this transformation even further. With the invention of the steam engine, sugar refineries of the 1920s achieved in a single day what previously took an entire decade. This surge in production capacity made sugar cheap and abundantly available, paving the way for its omnipresence in modern processed foods. By the early 19th century, sugar's primary use was in sweetening beverages like tea and coffee. However, as refining techniques advanced, the production of sugary treats such as candies, chocolate bars, ice cream, and soft drinks not only became feasible, but also economically viable. This era also introduced sugar into foods that traditionally did not contain it, like bread, radically changing the food landscape. One iconic example of sugar's integration into daily life is the invention of Coca-Cola in 1885 by John Pemberton, initially touted as a brain tonic. It was Asa Candler who later transformed it into a high-sugar soda, eventually turning it into the world-renowned beverage it is today. This marked just the beginning of sugar's deep and complex integration into our daily diets, illustrating a dramatic shift from luxury to staple. Part 2. Unveiling the truth about calories. Not all are created equal. The common saying, "a calorie is a calorie," might lead you to believe that 5 calories from a spoonful of sugar are equivalent to 5 calories from an apple. However, this is a misconception that overlooks the complexities of nutrition. Nutritional science, like all sciences, has evolved over time. Initially, it was widely believed that all calories have equal impact on our health and that calorie intake was directly linked to weight gain. This notion was advantageous for the sugar industry, which leveraged it to promote sugar consumption by comparing its caloric content favorably against that of healthier options like apples. Yet, this perspective began to shift in the 1960s with advancements in technology that enabled more precise measurements of hormones in the bloodstream. Researchers discovered that while most hormones help convert stored fat cells into energy, insulin does the opposite. It encourages the body to store fat, particularly when we have elevated blood sugar levels, which occur after consuming high carbohydrate and high sugar diets. This understanding highlighted a stark reality. Not all calories affect our bodies in the same way. Calories from sugars lead to increased blood sugar and insulin levels, promoting fat storage rather than energy use. This insight fundamentally challenges the notion that simply managing calorie intake can prevent weight gain and related health issues. Despite extensive evidence of the harmful effects of sugar on our metabolic health, the sugar industry has maintained a consistent narrative, promoting the misleading idea that managing calories alone is sufficient for maintaining health. They've been so effective that even some scientists, as reported by a 2015 New York Times article, still support the outdated view that obesity primarily results from a calorie surplus rather than considering the source of those calories. This ongoing debate underscores the critical need to view nutritional content beyond mere numbers, recognizing how different types of calories can significantly influence our health. Part 3. How the sugar industry shaped its public image and tackled competition. Imagine being told that adding more sugar to your diet could actually be beneficial to your health. This notion might seem outlandish today, but back in 1928, this was the message that the sugar industry vigorously promoted. To boost sugar consumption, the Sugar Institute was established, launching an aggressive advertising campaign that portrayed sugar as a health food. According to their claims, sugar not only refreshed the body during summer, but also bolstered the immune system in winter and combated afternoon fatigue in autumn. By the 1950s, as the obesity rate in the United States began to climb and various diet trends emerged, the sugar industry clung to the narrative that a calorie is a calorie, suggesting that diets cut other foods, not sugar. This approach neatly sidestepped growing concerns about sugar's nutritional value and its role in health problems. The 1960s saw a new challenge arise with the popularity of artificial sweeteners, which were being embraced by both the general public and manufacturers of diet products as a healthier alternative to sugar. With products like saccharin and cyclamate gaining favor due to their lower calorie content, the sugar industry faced a significant threat to its dominance. In response, the industry tried to leverage regulatory mechanisms to eliminate this competition. They focused their efforts on influencing the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, which plays a critical role in the food industry by awarding GRAS status, generally recognized as safe, to food additives. The campaign intensified following the 1958 amendment to the Food and Drugs Act, which declared that no additive could be deemed safe if it was found to induce cancer in humans or animals. Seizing on this, the sugar industry invested over $4 million between 1963 and 1969 in research aimed at challenging the safety of cyclamate. Ultimately, their efforts were successful, leading to the banning of cyclamate based on studies suggesting it was possibly carcinogenic. Although the levels consumed by rats in these studies were astronomically high compared to normal human consumption, this saga reveals the lengths to which the sugar industry has gone to protect its image and market share. influencing public perception and regulatory standards to maintain its position in the food industry. Part 4: Unraveling Myths, How the Sugar Industry Shifted the Health Narrative. It's widely claimed that saturated fats are the primary cause of heart disease, but this perspective might be more myth than reality. The origins of this claim trace back to scientist Ansel Keys, who in the mid-20th century linked the consumption of fatty foods to increasing rates of heart disease. At a time when society clamored for answers to the rising epidemic, Keys' theory found eager acceptance. However, a closer examination reveals a potential conflict of interest. Keys' research was funded by the sugar industry. Moreover, Keys also created K-rations, which were heavily laced with sugar, for military use during the war. This financial backing from the sugar sector likely influenced the dissemination of Keys's findings, with the industry keen to divert blame from sugar to fat. Their efforts were remarkably successful, cementing fat as the dietary villain throughout the 1970s. By the 1980s, suggesting that sugar might be the real threat to heart health was enough to risk professional credibility and be labeled a pseudoscientist by proponents of the sugar industry's narrative. Nevertheless, as the century progressed, the linkage between sugar intake and major health issues like heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure became increasingly apparent. Several scientists observed this trend and suspected a correlation that went beyond coincidence. They noted that these health issues were predominantly escalating in affluent nations with dietary patterns that had significantly evolved to include more sugar. Furthermore, historical dietary habits of certain indigenous communities added weight to the counter-argument against the demonization of fats. Populations like the Inuit of Alaska and the Maasai of Africa traditionally consumed diets high in fats but remained remarkably healthy until the introduction of sugar-rich foods. This evolving understanding points to a stark misdirection in nutritional science, primarily driven by the sugar industry's influence, challenging long-held beliefs and prompting a re-evaluation of what we've been led to believe about food and health. Part 5: How Excessive Sugar Intake Drives Insulin Resistance and Metabolic Syndrome. Among the various health issues associated with sugar, its role in fostering insulin resistance stands out, particularly concerning its contribution to diabetes. Insulin, a crucial hormone, regulates blood sugar levels by facilitating the conversion of glucose into energy or storing it as fat. Normally, after eating something sugary, your pancreas releases insulin to manage the spike in blood glucose, stabilizing your blood sugar levels once more. However, when your body becomes resistant to insulin, meaning it can't effectively use insulin to process glucose, it leads to higher sustained blood sugar levels. This resistance necessitates even greater amounts of insulin to manage glucose, perpetuating a damaging cycle of overproduction. Although definitive proof is elusive, strong evidence suggests sugar, especially fructose from fruits, is a likely culprit. Controlled experiments like those conducted at Stanford University with rats have shown that diets high in fructose can induce insulin resistance. This difference in how sugars and other calories, like fats or proteins, interact with insulin underscores that not all calories exert the same effects on our metabolic health. This key distinction is critical in understanding why 100 calories of sugar can be more damaging than 100 calories of protein or fat. Insulin resistance can escalate into metabolic syndrome, a cluster of conditions including obesity, high blood pressure, and inflammation that significantly heighten the risk of developing diabetes and heart disease. One of the first visible signs of metabolic syndrome is an expanding waistline, but it inherently involves a series of interconnected health issues, all of which can often be traced back to excessive sugar consumption. As we delve deeper, it becomes evident that the consequences of insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome extend far beyond individual conditions, linking back to many prevalent diseases in Western societies. This connection highlights the profound impact that dietary choices, especially sugar intake, have on our overall health. Part 6: exploring the link between sugar, disease, and cancer in Western diets. The dire health impacts of sugar consumption are starkly illustrated by the residents of Tokelau, a small island off the coast of New Zealand. As of 2014, Tokelau had the highest diabetes rates globally, with 38% of its population affected, a stark increase that aligns with dietary changes over recent decades. Historically, the Tokelau diet in 1968 was rich in natural foods like coconut, pork, fish, chicken, and breadfruit, with fats comprising over 50% of their caloric intake and sugar only 2%, or about 8 pounds per year. At that time, diabetes was relatively uncommon among them. However, by 1982, after increased migration to and from New Zealand, their annual sugar intake had skyrocketed to 55 pounds. Correspondingly, diabetes rates surged to 11% in men and 20% in women who had moved to the mainland. Alongside diabetes, obesity and various Western diseases began to proliferate among the population, conditions that were previously rare. Further evidence of sugar's harmful effects extends beyond diabetes and obesity to cancer. A significant study involving individuals with metabolic syndrome who were not obese or diabetic but exhibited insulin resistance found a troubling correlation between high insulin levels and an increased cancer risk. This relationship was underscored by a 2005 Scottish study on diabetic patients using the drug metformin, which reduces insulin resistance. The findings revealed that patients on metformin had a significantly lower cancer risk compared to those on other treatments that did not decrease insulin levels. These findings collectively underscore a critical message. High sugar consumption is not just a risk factor for obesity and diabetes, but also potentially for cancer. Given the accumulating evidence linking sugar intake with such severe health issues, it seems prudent to minimize consumption of sugary foods in our diets. Final summary. The overarching message of this book is clear and compelling. Sugar is likely a fundamental factor behind numerous diseases that are prevalent in Western countries. Its detrimental effects stem largely from its role in promoting insulin resistance, a condition increasingly recognized as a precursor to a myriad of other health issues. This is not a recent revelation. Medical professionals have been cautioning against excessive sugar intake for years. However, the sugar industry, with its significant influence, has consistently exerted its power to obscure these truths. Through strategic campaigns and funding research, it has managed to shape public perception and debate around sugar, often downplaying the substance's harmful effects. As the data continues to accumulate, highlighting the role of sugar in various diseases, the imperative to reevaluate and adjust our consumption of sugar becomes ever more urgent, not just for individual health, but for public health at large. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.